This is Fresh Air. The rapper and singer Drake is arguably the biggest star in current hip-hop. Now, he's released one of the biggest musical events of the summer. It's a 25-track double album called Scorpion. It went platinum the day it came out and broke streaming records on both Spotify and Apple Music. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Drake's new work is both downbeat and very much what people want to hear right now.
Knocking at your door, I don't gotta work anymore. You can put your phone down, you're gonna need two hands. You can't get enough, girl, you know I set it up for after dark.
Midnight, like left eye, I'm creeping.
Drake takes pride in the quality and variety of his own moodiness. He presents himself as being unceasingly under attack, unlucky in love, besieged by rivals and those jealous of his success. He elicits our pity in a manner so dramatic, framed so artfully, it can seem like a form of wit. There have always been mopey guys in pop music. Drake is just taking it to the next level. He's the Morrissey of hip-hop. Drake can make taking pictures and posting them on social media sound like a cry for help, or as he says on the song Emotionless, scrolling through life and fishing for praise.
I know a girl whose one goal was to visit Rome. Then she finally got to Rome and all she did was post pictures for people at home. Cause all that mattered was impressing everybody she's known. I know another girl that's crying out for help, but her latest caption is leave me alone. I know a girl happily married till she puts down a phone. I know a girl that saves pictures from places she's flown to post later and make it look like she's still on the go. Look at the way we live. I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. I was hiding the world from my kid. From empty souls who just wake up and look to debate. Until you staring at your seed, you could never relate. Breaking news in my life, I don't run to the blogs. The only ones I want to tell are the ones I can call. They always ask why I let the story run if it's false. You know a wise man once said nothing at all. I'm exhausted and drained, I can't even pretend. All these people taking miles when you give them an inch. All these followers, but who gon' follow me to the end? I guess I make it to the end and I'm gonna find out then.
Scorpion is a big, expansive affair. 25 tracks that total almost an hour and a half. This collection contains a fair number of compositions on which Drake sings as opposed to rapping. He also has a couple of tracks that toggle back and forth between the two. Listen to the way he talks and sings his way through this cool, shimmering bit of romantic melancholy called Summer Games.
Yeah. You say I led you on, but you follow me. I follow one of your friends, you unfollow me. Then you block them so they can't see you liking someone just like me. I expected more from you, honestly. Said you want a simple life and that's not me. How you go from that to ending up with someone just like? How can you be angry on a night in July and be warm with me when it's freezing outside? You're confusing me. Don't have me wasting my time.
A few months ago, there was an internet rumor that Drake had chosen a most unlikely collaborator, a track with Paul Anka, the 1960s pop idol and author of You're Having My Baby. Turns out Drake has used a sample of a track produced by Anka, previously unreleased music by Michael Jackson, from a 1983 recording session. You can hear Drake singing around Jackson's singing on Don't Matter to Me.
You know that's not the way to get over me. I don't know what you're saying. You know that's not the way to get over me.
You don't want me to go. All of a sudden, you stay. I close the door.
from all that conversation.
One of the best moments on this album, indeed one of the year's best musical moments, is the hit single Nice for What. As its title suggests, it's Drake being aggressive, wondering why be nice when being tough may work better. The track is richly layered with a jittery TikTok rhythm influenced by New Orleans bounce music. Drake takes a sample from the Lauryn Hill song X Factor, rapping over it, the heavy percussion rattling and thundering beneath him. It's a dense piece of music that explodes in different directions at once.
Everybody get your roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life.
Ultimately, Scorpion is too long for the rather limited set of subjects Drake wants to discuss. Some of the music repeats itself. The song Nonstop, for example, is a simpler variation of the song I just played, Nice for What. But that doesn't mean Scorpion doesn't have staying power. Its best tracks offer some of the finest sounds being made in pop music right now. For a fellow who spends so much time taking his own pulse, Drake has a very good sense of what people want to hear. It's the voice of a man reaching for a happiness that's always just out of his reach.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Drake's new album, Scorpion. On Monday's show, The Omega Principle. Paul Greenberg, the award-winning author of Four Fish, writes in his new book about the science behind fish oil supplements and how the harvesting of the tiny fish who supply that and other industries is having a ripple effect, leading to less healthy and bountiful oceans. Hope you can join us.